It is North Melbourne Membership Day. Free North Melbourne membership upgrades today only. Membership.nmfc.com.au. Access to 11 North Melbourne games for $99 today only. Membership.nmfc.com.au. And I think we've got John Blakey, of course, legend across two clubs. Maybe someone yours in the chair tonight, because I love John Blakey when he ran around for the Roy Boys. 135 games, 224 for the Kangaroos, 1996-99 Premiership player. Since retiring in 2002, of course, 4 years in Brisbane as an assistant coach, that 2003 flag, coached one game, of course, in Lee Matthews' absence, and then a long stint in Sydney as an assistant coach, director of coaching, so many roles, and he's come back to the Kangaroos. John, it's great to have you on Time On tonight.
Oh, thanks very much. Pleasure.
What's it like being coming back to the Roos, where you played over 200 games, played in such a successful era in the mid to late 90s, and now coming back to the club?
Yeah, it's certainly a great experience. It's like I never really left the place. It seems like it's been 20 years since I've been at the Kangaroos. I've been in Brisbane and Sydney, as you mentioned, and I walked back into the club and thought, geez, where are those 20 years gone? The only difference is probably the new facilities, the great facilities there.
Well, I was going to say that. That'd be the most noticeable difference from the facilities that you trained and played at the old Arden Street. But I imagine a lot of the same people, those, you know, die-in-the-wall people who play such critical roles as volunteers and in the background, a lot of them, I imagine, John, are probably still there.
Yeah, they sure are. And that's what makes a club such a great place. Unfortunately, with COVID, a lot of them weren't able to hang around the place, but they're slowly filtering back in, and obviously they come down and watch the boys train and that. So it's been great to bump into those old faces and reacquaint with them and just reminisce about the old days, really, and talk about how we're going to drive this group forward.
What is the club you've walked back into, John? I mean, we've heard from the coach today, we've heard from your chairman, we've heard from a new recruit, but for someone who knows a lot about the North Melbourne culture and just the makeup of the club, what is the club you've walked back into, and what do you expect, or what are your own expectations of what can be achieved this year?
Yeah, we don't put a limit on anything, really. I mean, it's a great place to be. It's really exciting. We've got a very young list. You know, we have 20 players that are 22 and under, and I think that's the most in the competition. And they're really quality players. You're talking Bailey Scott and Taron Thomas and guys like that. And you throw in our new draft picks this year with Will Phillips and Charlie Lazaro, and they're going really well. Tom Powell's playing for us really well. So we're really excited about that group that are coming through. I mean, obviously, we've got a whole new coaching group there, and there's been a big turnover in the list. So it's just a matter of time now that we've got to mould this team together, teach them how we want them to play, and then the ceiling, you know, we don't want to put a ceiling on what can be achieved.
John, you mentioned those new recruits, and obviously you've tried to add speed in looking at the list demographic, looking at the type of player you had, trying to get more speed into the lineup, but also adding young players with great character. Young Will Phillips, I mean, he's been lauded for his leadership at a really young age. Has he been the standout for you in terms of the young guys, or are they all sort of shown plenty that a lot of them can hit the ground running pretty quickly?
Oh, I think Will certainly, you know, a great character. Unfortunately for Will, he had a couple of little niggly injuries, so he wasn't able to get the continuity in his training early on, and he's back into full training now, and obviously we can really see, you know, obviously why we drafted him. He's so good around the contest. He's got some real power, and we'll expect him to be playing, you know, pretty quickly this year. So, you know, the quality of the boy, I think he was actually school captain at his school. He's a really good character and really driven to be the best he can be. So that's what we enjoy about these kids. They just want to improve and they want to play.
No doubt. We're talking to John Blakey, of course, Senior Assistant Coach at North Melbourne. On North Melbourne Membership Day, you can secure your seat with a Kangaroos membership upgrade today, membership.nmfc.com.au. Just one from Dom that's come through on the text here. John, welcome back to Arden Street. JB, what's your view on Hayden's Simpkin in the midfield without Cunnington for now. And he's looked likely to miss that game against Hawthorn, Ben Cunnington, on the weekend.
Yeah, Ben won't play this week. We're hoping that he'll be ready by round one, obviously. But, you know, we won't rush him back. Obviously, he's such an important player for us. Jai Simpkin's been absolutely terrific in through the midfield. Luke Davis Uniac, yep. Obviously he's up and coming and playing that big bull role inside there for us. So we're excited with those boys that are doing the job for us at the moment.
No doubt. Your coach had plenty of interesting things to say today, and one was certainly in regard to maybe giving the players licence to try the torpedo. I think we can have a quick listen to David Noble, who was on with Dwayne earlier today.
We've got Anthony Rocker on board. Dwayne is our ruck coach, and we've given him a little bit of licence to teach our guys how to kick torps. So you never know, in the back half of the year, we might be launching a few, torps out of the back end. Yeah, so I don't mind having those areas of the game. It's a bit of a lost art, and I did actually say to Anthony genuinely a couple of weeks ago about teaching our guys, you know, maybe the art of just how do you actually kick a good torp. So we'll see how we go with that.
What's your observation, John? How are these guys going at mastering the torp?
Well, let's put it this way. Anthony's still the best kick out of all of them. So he certainly can still launch a torp. But, yeah, it's interesting. Look, we make no bones about the way that we want to play. We want to play an exciting brand of football. We want to obviously score more than what we've been able to do. And we want to play with some speed in our game. So they're the areas that we've been exploring and working on hard. And, you know, David's quite open to different ideas, and he'd certainly be all in favour for the talk, so look out.
But what's your view on it? I mean, I suppose you think back to when Malcolm Blight was coaching, he sort of gave players licence, and now it's sort of, you know, for a long period, it was sort of frowned upon if anyone, you know, tried kicking a torp. It was the low percentage kick. I mean, what's your own sort of view on it?
I think if you're able to actually kick that type of kick, you should not be afraid to use it. We encourage all our guys to obviously play to their strengths. If you just can't kick it, put it away, don't try it. But obviously, if you think you can nail it, might be a bit of a weapon, particularly now with the kick-in rule, you know, the guys on the mark are 15 metres back.
Yep.
If you've got someone that can really launch it, you'll be hitting the centre, and, you know, obviously the ball played in your front half is pretty important. So if you can do that from full back, it might be a bit of a challenge to the opposition.
Indeed. So much to sort of have a look at through this community series, the man on the mark rule and just the way the game is going to flow. What did you take out of the practice match across the weekend? And I haven't seen, to be honest, a lot of vision of the streams. I'm looking forward to actually seeing the games over the next 3 or 4 days. Obviously, a lot of talk back on this radio station, divided opinions about the manning of the mark. What's your own observation on it, John?
Well, I mean, the rule's in, so we just work with it at the moment. And obviously, it opens up a bit more space for the kicker. Also, it opens up a bit more space for the handball receive guys. So certainly, it'll add some flow to the game. And obviously, the AFL want more scoring and a quicker game. And certainly, that's one aspect that will help. So not against it at all. But we're still working with it. How do we defend it, and then how do we really exploit it that we can use it as an attacking weapon as well?
And just a final one for you on David. He does come in as the rookie coach, but he comes in as a guy obviously with just a vast amount of industry experience across so many different roles. He's coached and he's outright on his own. He's been that assistant coach. He's worked in football ops. I mean, you've also, right across your coaching journey, been right in the cut and thrust of being in the coaching staff, and you've had that sort of director of coaching role. How do you see just, I suppose, both of you coming together as two guys that have had, you know, so much experience over the last couple of decades?
Yeah, well, it's very exciting, really. I mean, it's a great opportunity, obviously, for David and for myself to probably put a stamp on a group that is down probably the bottom half of the ladder at the moment, and our challenge is to rise them back up into the eight and hopefully be a competitive final side over the years to come. So his experience is probably second to none when you look around at people within our industry. He's a wealth of knowledge in so many areas, including coaching and how to operate a football club, just become invaluable for us.
Yep.
And I just think it's a great appointment, and hopefully we can enjoy some success. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing the hit out against the Hawks this weekend. John, really appreciate you coming on tonight, and great to see you back at the Kangaroos. Good luck.
And no problem. Thanks for your time.
John Blakey, legend, 356 games across his great career and made a pretty good fist of coaching as well. North Melbourne Membership Day. Also, the AFLW memberships, $50 today only, including match access, membership.nmfc.com.au.